Next, what's fresh at local farmers' markets?
Call any vegetable. Call any, call it by name. Call any vegetable. Call one today. Call when you get off the train. Call any vegetable. Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
As we move deeper into summer, more fresh produce and fruit is arriving at local markets. Joining us with the lowdown on what's fresh this week, Cheryl Weiser manages the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Thanks for being with us again, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's get fresh. What is fresh now? Sugar snap peas, I understand.
Sugar snap peas are in full swing, and they are just absolutely fabulous and live up to their name. They are absolutely sugary and sweet and snappy.
And that great crunch when you bite into them.
That's right. And you really want that. You want them crunchy, and you really do want to have that snap. And you definitely want them to be fat.
So that's what we want to ask you a little bit more about. When we get to the vegetable stand and we see those snap peas there, should we actually say, can I break one? Can I get a taste first of all?
Sure, they'll let you do that. So you do want to look for sugar peas that are full and fat, because that means that they have more peas inside and they're nice and heavy and they have flavor. And so you also want to look for a minimum of scarring on the outside. And, you know, if they'll let you snap one and taste, that's great. But if you do see them nice and fat and with a nice tight skin, and also you want the stems attached, so they're little tops, and that's how you know you're getting a great pea.
How long will the sugar snap peas be fresh?
Well, you know, we're going to see them for the next couple of weeks. And again, it depends on the farmer who's growing them. And, you know, some farmers are growing them longer than others because they're doing what's known as succession plantings. And we can talk about that in later sessions. But they're going to be around for a while. But right now, they're just at peak flavor.
But I understand you can also refrigerate them. They'll keep for a while.
Yes, they will. There's a couple of different things that you can do with them. So when you get them home, you can put them in a reusable bag or a plastic bag and put them in the fridge, and they'll stay around for a while. And one of the things that I like to do with them is make sugar snap pickles.
Sugar snap pickles?
Yes, so it's really easy too.
How do you do it?
What you do is that it's what's known as a refrigerator pickle. So it's basically you do like a half water, half vinegar, and you heat them up. That's the brine. You put a little salt, a little sugar in. You pour it over the sugar snap peas. I put it in a nice quart mason jar. I throw in some garlic and some red pepper flakes, and I just let that sucker sit in the fridge for, you know, a week or two, and then I snack away.
Don't worry about writing this down, because we're going to have these recipes up on our website from Cheryl Weiser. Also, lots of specialty lettuces coming in now at farmers markets, I understand. That'll make you forget iceberg lettuce if you haven't already. What are some of them?
Oh, it's great, because you're just going to see some of the most beautiful lettuces. And one of my personal favorites is Merlot. And
Merlot, like the wine?
Merlot, like the wine, and actually really imbued with that color. And I picked that up from, it's called Let Us Farm at the University Farmers Market. And it's just a gorgeous lettuce. There's also red salad bowl, and there's red overleaf lettuce, and there's beautiful romaines, which are not like any romaines that you'll see in the grocery store. And then a green butterhead lettuce.
Like butterhead, anything with butter. Of course, I adore it, but I'm not supposed to eat as much butter. But what does butterhead lettuce have to do with butter? Let's be frank here.
Well, you know, it really does have this beautiful buttery velvet taste. It's just so delicate and creamy. It's just, to think about lettuce actually having all of these different tastes and textures, it's really fun to cook with.
Now, really bad lettuce is pretty easy to spot, but how do you pick out the best lettuce?
Well, lettuce, you know, you want the heads to be heavy and also tightly packed leaves. The caveat when you're at the farmer's market is that with the temperatures heating up, you know, lettuce is sometimes, you know, obviously sitting out there for a couple of hours, and it might look a little bit wilted, but don't worry. Just take it home, give it a nice cold bath for about 30 minutes, let it sit in some cold water, and then you shake it out really well, because you don't want to put it away wet and your lettuce will be revived.
Now, I never would have thought that. If it looks wilted, don't necessarily think it's not going to revive itself with a little water bath.
Right. Nice, you know, throw in some ice cubes. And this I actually learned from a farmer.
Now, I always think of lettuce in fresh salads, and of course, that's the way it's mostly used. But there's a couple of ways to cook lettuce. I wanted to ask you about a lettuce soup.
A lettuce soup. Really, you can do lettuce soup. And, you know, this is where you can play around with some different kinds of lettuces that have different flavors. And actually, I think the cream in the lettuce soup helps to redeem it. And so it's not really water and gruel and lettuce. It's actually quite lovely. I mean, if you think about spinach, cream of spinach soup, it's the same principle.
True, yeah.
And then the other really great recipe is actually grilled grilled romaine. And you can do a grilled Caesar salad.
Now, I want to ask you about one other kind of lettuce before we let you go. Escarole, you were telling us, is really good cooked. What is escarole and how do you use it in recipes?
Well, escarole is a variety of endive, and it has these really kind of ruffled, curly leaves, and it has a somewhat bitter, not bitter taste, but a sharper taste. And so you often will see recipes for escarole, and it's in stews, and it's actually quite good with bacon and sausage in those, like with white bean stews and things like that.
Cheryl Weiser, thanks for getting fresh with us.
Thanks for having me.
Cheryl Weiser manages the Puget Sound Fresh program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition and tells us about what's fresh in the farmer markets every week. To get these recipes, go to KUOW.org. Just look for The Conversation.